A new CDC report shows an increase in cases of autism. The latest numbers show 1 in 88 children have some form of disorder on the autistic spectrum. Linda Huggins is with the Autism Society of Northeast Louisiana and joins me this time. Linda, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Bob.
As we take a look at these new numbers, Linda, what was the ratio prior to this new report, and why the increase?
Well, why the increase is a very good question. We've got increased 23% between 2006 and 2008. This latest study was based on children that were 8 years old in 2008. The incidence was 110, 1 in 110 just 3 years prior to that. 1 in 166 10 years ago. 1 in 2,500 25 years ago. So the numbers are steadily increasing, and we do not know why.
As we look at these cases, emphasis continues to be on early intervention. Now, what should be monitored at what stage in a child's development?
Indeed, early identification can make a dramatic difference in a child's progress. Children need to be watched very early in their development. If parents have any concerns, they need to discuss that immediately with their pediatrician and have their child evaluated by a special team.
Linda, how has criteria changed in the past 10 or so years when we talk about evaluating a child and seeing as they fit on the autistic spectrum?
Well, they have begun to include children with less severe characteristics, children diagnosed with something called Asperger's syndrome. These children seem to have normal to above normal intelligence, good conversation skills, but are socially inept. And then the PDD, or pervasive developmental disorder diagnosis, are children on the higher end of the autism spectrum.
Well, Linda, just as these new numbers have been released by the CDC, there are proposed changes to the diagnostic criteria for autism spectrum disorders by the American Psychiatric Association in its Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, known as the DSM-5. What is the new criteria proposed by the association?
Actually, that's very troubling to me, because I think that's a way to lower the numbers that we're seeing now. I think plan to count only those with severe autism. And these other children are certainly affected and should be included.
And that would lead to possibly a reduction of services depending on how that criteria shrinks?
Certainly, because the services these children receive are going to be based on the numbers of the diagnosed.
Linda Huggins is with the Autism Society of Northeast Louisiana. Linda, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.